Small models, big surprises, Jan Nano and MCP. Menlo Research's Jan Nano model is making waves in the small model community, demonstrating that clever fine-tuning and tool usage strategies can push a 4 billion parameter language model to outperform giants like DeepSeek's 671B, at least in targeted tool-augmented tasks using the Model Context Protocol, MCP. Jan Nano, a derivative of Qwen3-4B fine-tuned with DAPO, is engineered to excel at agentic deep research and tool invocation, especially when tasked with extracting answers from search results. Its standout metric, on the simple QA benchmark in an agentic tool-calling setup, Jan Nano's performance eclipses that of much larger models, including OpenAI's GPT-4 and Anthropic's Claude 3.7 Sonnet, when the benchmark is MCP-powered. This result underscores how effective tool integration and protocol support can matter as much as raw model size, especially for self-hosted, privacy-preserving deployments. While Jan Nano's creators acknowledge the inherent limits of small models, their transparent benchmarking and focus on practical use cases, like serving as a local perplexity alternative, set a refreshing standard in a field often dominated by parameter count one-upmanship. On the infrastructure side, the release of Anthropic's MCP protocol SDK for Rust brings robust, async await-enabled support for MCP into the Rust ecosystem. This SDK lets developers both expose and consume tools via the JSON RPC-based protocol, making it easier to integrate Rust services with LLM agent flows. Rust's memory safety and performance are a natural fit for backends in AI agent architectures, and the SDK's emphasis on type-safe message handling bodes well for reliability. Cursor 1.0 adds fuel to the MCP ecosystem by introducing one-click MCP server installs, streamlined OAuth authentication, and a curated directory of official MCP servers. This dramatically lowers the barrier for developers and teams to integrate tool calling and context protocols into their coding workflows. Cursor's vision is clear: make MCP-enabled agents and background tasks a core part of the programming experience, not just an add-on. Local LLMs, hardware speed, and self-hosting realities. The dream of running powerful LLMs locally, on everything from MacBook Airs to on-prem GPU clusters, remains tantalizing but fraught with trade-offs. A detailed comparison of 10 quantized LLMs on an 8-gigabyte M1 MacBook Air highlights the nuances. Models like Llama 3.21b and Gemma 3.1b achieve impressive token generation speeds, up to 146 tokens sec in some cases, making them practical for lightweight tasks. However, even moderately larger models can bog down. Qwen3-4b, for instance, infamously took over 8 minutes to produce a single math question. Consistency in answer scoring and evaluation varies widely. Gemma 3 latest stands out for its reliable, numerical, and unbiased self-evaluation, while others skip or bungle scoring entirely. The upshot: careful model selection and quantization are crucial for real-world local use, and brilliant performance on small hardware is the exception, not the rule. For business users with higher demands, on-prem deployments of heavyweight models like Llama 370B are increasingly sought after for privacy and control. One office's request for a detailed, future-proof hardware and software stack to serve 30 users underscores the scale of the challenge, delivering fast, multi-user inference with file uploads and VPN-secured remote access, all while keeping costs below the several H100s threshold. These requirements push the limits of current open-source and enterprise AI infrastructure, demanding careful trade-offs between GPU selection, network design, and software orchestration. Long document processing is another pain point. While models like Qwen 2.5v32b score well on specialized leaderboards, their throughput, e.g. 50 tokens sec, lags far behind cloud offerings like Gemini 2.5 Flash Lite, 500 tokens sec. For organizations working with sensitive data, the tension between self-hosted, privacy-preserving deployments and the sheer speed of managed APIs remains unresolved. Hardware investment only gets you so far, and model choice is deeply context-dependent. Ultra-long-form text generation advances. Ultra-long-form text generation, think coherent outputs over 10,000 tokens, has long been a stumbling block for open-source LLMs. UKEG's LongWriter 032B, built on Qwen 2.5 32B base, attacks this challenge head-on using reinforcement learning, RL. The model is trained not just for length, but for fluency, coherence, format adherence, and minimal redundancy, thanks to a composite reward function that balances these criteria. This approach includes a reflection before answering prompting strategy, which encourages explicit planning and structural control. Benchmarks show LongWriter 032B matching or besting models several times its size on Writing Bench and Arena Write, and outperforming even 100B plus models in human evaluations for ultra-long form writing. These results point to the power of RL fine-tuning and specialized prompting for breaking the length barrier without sacrificing quality. A promising sign for technical writing, documentation, and research applications where length and structure matter. Building smarter AI-first web frameworks. The rise of agentic LLMs and tool calling is exposing the limitations of conventional web frameworks. Robin, a Python-first, async-native web framework, is being reimagined to natively support AI workflows. The latest release, V.7.0, introduces primitives for memory, context, agent routes, and MCP endpoints, moving beyond the patchwork approach of bolting agents onto traditional RESTful APIs. The goal: let developers expose MCPs as naturally as WebSocket routes, with typed parameters and minimal infrastructure overhead. This shift signals a broader trend toward frameworks purpose-built for AI-native applications, where context, state, and agent orchestration are first-class citizens. This rethinking of back-end design is echoed in calls to move away from REST for state synchronization. REST, designed for state transfer, often forces developers into awkward, error-prone workarounds to keep client and server state in sync. The argument: embrace protocols that treat state as a living, synchronized resource rather than a static payload, much like what MCP aims to achieve for LLM tool calling and context management. Tooling automation and ecosystem upgrades. The AI and developer tooling ecosystem is evolving rapidly. The Trikuakua project positions itself as Docker for computer use agents, enabling AI agents to interact with full operating systems in virtual containers, whether locally or in the cloud. With support for guided installs, VS Code dev containers, and a browser-based UI, CUA aims to make desktop automation and multi-app workflows accessible and reproducible. In the authentication space, the CloudGate project offers a high-performance Go OAuth proxy for Anthropic's Claude API, allowing ProMax subscribers to use the API for free by mimicking the official Claude Code CLI. With features like system prompt injection, model alias mapping, streaming support, and real-time dashboards, CloudGate demonstrates the growing sophistication and gray areas of community-driven API tooling. For developers working in Go, the Go ArcTest library brings architecture validation tools reminiscent of Java's Arch Unit. It enables package dependency checks, interface implementation validation, and enforcement of clean layered architectures, helping teams maintain discipline as code bases grow. Meanwhile, Tabulans, a Vision LLM-powered PDF table extractor, has migrated from OpenCV-based detection to YOLO-based models, significantly improving table extraction accuracy. The open-source Python package now supports multiple model backends, making it easier for users to adapt table extraction to their own workflows. Data, storage, and reliability modernizations. For applications that need to be fast, reliable, and easy to deploy, SQLite continues to punch above its weight, especially with tools like Lightstream, which now brings point-in-time restores and other features borrowed from its more ambitious cousin, LightFS. By streaming SQLite's write-ahead log, WAL, to S3-compatible storage, Lightstream makes it feasible to run full-stack apps atop SQLite without giving up on recoverability or resilience. The latest revamp incorporates lessons from distributed database replication, bringing read replicas and failover scenarios closer to the embedded database world. On the performance front, teams like Depot are dissecting EC2 boot times with surgical precision, using tools like Systemd Analyze to identify and eliminate bottlenecks. By understanding the critical chain of services during instant startup, they've managed to halve boot times, a reminder that infrastructure speedups often come from attention to detail rather than sweeping changes. Rust continues its steady march into legacy territory. The BZIP2 crate now defaults to a pure Rust implementation, replacing the venerable C codebase. The result: faster compression, easier cross-compilation, and fewer headaches from C dependencies. While BZIP 2 may seem like a relic of the 90s, its continued presence deep in the dependency trees of modern projects makes this upgrade a quiet but significant win for reliability and portability. Practical AI, chatbots, file management, and translation models. Building practical AI systems remains a hands-on affair. Developers seeking to build chatbots without relying on paid APIs like ChatGPT are pointed toward open-source LLMs and toolkits, though the road is not always smooth, especially for those new to the landscape. Managing project documentation and context for AI agents is another recurring theme. As projects scale, best practices are emerging. Store persistent rules and references in structured folders, e.g. .cursors rules, docs. Use Markdown for specs and design docs, and consider generating test-driven development files to guide agents. The consensus, keeping documentation and rules updated, sometimes with AI assistance, improves both the quality of agent outputs and team productivity. The translation space is also seeing specialized models. Preferred Networks' PLAMO2 Translate is a large-scale LLM tuned specifically for translation tasks, available under a community license. While not instruction-tuned for chat, it demonstrates that domain-specific post-training can yield models that excel at precise, high-quality translations. High-speed Li-Fi and theoretical physics frontiers. Shifting to research frontiers, Li-Fi, wireless communication using visible light, has achieved eye-popping speeds. Recent work demonstrates indoor Li-Fi systems delivering over 100 Gbps using laser-based sources and wavelength division multiplexing, with outdoor point-to-point links reaching 4.8 Gbps over 500 meters. These advances are powered by high-brightness, high-bandwidth GaN laser diodes and advanced nonlinear equalization, Volterra filters, opening doors to ultra-fast, secure, and scalable wireless networks, at least in short-range or line-of-sight scenarios. Finally, in the realm of theoretical physics, BrainBox models offer new insights into two-dimensional supersymmetric quiver gauge theories, realized through intricate D-brain configurations. While highly specialized, this research feeds into the mathematical foundations of quantum field theory and string theory, with implications for boundary conditions and anomaly cancellation in lower-dimensional models.